How to deal with rejection. We've all had experiences of rejection, of not getting the outcome we wanted, or having things just go a different way. Our reactions can range from, I don't know, minor disappointment to really deep depression. And it varies. It varies from person to person and situation to situation. But we've all had these experiences of rejection. And let me share one of these experiences of mine. Many years ago, I attended this very popular church in New York City. It was earlier in my life, and I was young and trying to figure out what my purpose was in life. Where did I belong? Well, this church that I attended in New York had members from all walks of life. And since it was in New York, Manhattan, it wasn't unusual to encounter a celebrity here and there or a famous person. You would see that all the time, and it reached the point of being somewhat commonplace and, well, not unusual. So one Sunday, during the fellowship hour, I met a brother of this famous producer. And he and I talked a little bit, and he was just so taken by me, or so I thought, and encouraged me and supported me and said that, you know, there's this upcoming production. I think you would really be good for one of the roles in this production. Well, when I heard that from him, I was convinced that I was headed to Broadway. I knew that what he was saying was actually just an open door to step into this fabulous situation. He gave me the time for the casting call, and as far as I thought, I was all set. All I had to do was show up, and that's what I did. I remember I could hardly wait for the event. When it came time to go, I called my cousin, and she agreed to go with me for support. Well, when I arrived, there were far more people than I thought should be there. I thought this was like an open and shut thing. And then I rationalized it to myself that there are other parts in this production. I mean, I shouldn't be discouraged by these numbers because it's not a one-person production. I said, okay, that made sense. So I went to the sign-in sheet, signed in, and sat down to wait my turn. Sitting there, looking at others, in the time of waiting for my turn, I could hear people in the tryout room singing. I could hear them reciting different parts of other productions and plays. I could hear them presenting. And as I looked at the others waiting, I could see that many of them had resumes. They had headshots. Some brought sheet music for songs that they wanted to present. Me? I had my cousin. When it was my turn to go before the talent screening team, my legs were a little wobbly. I was a little nervous. And I walked in with as much confidence as I could muster. And there I was facing Vi Higginson, a famous producer and New York personality, her assistant, and a pianist. They asked my name and what role I was seeking. And then I just mentioned that I met her brother and he recommended me, and that's why I was there for the role of the preacher. And that's why I was there. And then I remembered to offer my name. You can only imagine how the rest of that encounter went. It went downhill and fast. It was clear that I was not the one for the part. As I left that room, the hall in which so many others were waiting seemed a mile long. Folks who were sitting and waiting their turn were holding back tears of laughter. I could see it. And even if that weren't the case, that was my experience. That was my felt experience. My embarrassment felt bottomless. I was sincerely and deeply hurt. I can't tell you how long that hurt stayed with me. Well, today this is a funny story. However, back then, it was devastating. I couldn't take it. But upon honest reflection, that was one of the best experiences of my life. There I was expecting to be discovered in an art form where I had not 1 ounce of training or even any inclination to be an actor. I was expecting someone else to tell me my purpose by being, quote, discovered. The real irony of that situation was that her brother saw me as a preacher. The missing piece was that I was trying to fit into the wrong context. I was trying to apply a calling that was actually located somewhere else. Rejection can be one of the best experiences of life. We can learn tremendous lessons from rejection. Would my life have been different had I nailed that role? Perhaps. But what would still be the case is that the nature of the true call for me would still be pulling for expression. That which is in my nature for my being would still want a voice. Too often, we continually look for healing where we've experienced heartbreak. Had I not gotten over, if you will, that situation, I could have spent all these years trying to reconcile why I wasn't chosen to be an actor in that role, disregarding the fact that I have no training, disregarding the fact that I have no inclination, but fixated on the rejection. And when you stop and think about it, there is absolutely nothing to heal with respect to being an actor. One experience of disappointment and rejection leaves nothing really to be healed because that's not who I am. The reality is that we get hung up on a misplaced dream or idea as being the thing, when in reality, it's only a misplaced dream. A misplaced idea. That's the misconception so many of us get caught up trying to solve. Too many spend their entire lives trying to reconcile misplaced dreams rather than locating the proper expression of that dream. There's nothing to reconcile about being an actor. It's like Michelangelo trying to reconcile not being a house painter. A painter, yes. A house painter, not so much. When we realize that our stage is waiting for that command performance from us, that is where we are designed to shine. There's a line from scripture behind this message that captures it all. It comes from Matthew 21, verse 42. And this is what it says. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is amazing in our eyes. Except rejection, accept it as the gift that it is. Prepare yourself through your gifts to be the cornerstone of great expression. And then, just know that this is the Lord's doing, and get ready to be amazed. God bless.